This is why it is said, "Awake, O sleeper. Rise up."
The explosive whisper resonates through your room as your eyes slam open. You're startled at first, but you soon write it off as another crazy dream. They're becoming more frequent, you think to yourself as you stare at the ceiling, eyes wide open. You begin to worry about the day, your friends, the constant unrest of the news. Your phone buzzes and lights up with texts, social media posts, and messages. The digital barrage has begun. A low rumble pulses across the room, but this time you know you're not asleep. You jump up from your bed thinking it's an earthquake, but instead, your eye is drawn to the rattling of a lid atop of an old dusty shoebox. You lift the lid slowly, thinking a mouse got in there, but instead, find nothing but balled up gum wrappers, a forgotten bookmark, an old Bible, and a broken pencil. Again, you write it off as a lack of sleep. As you go to place the lid back on the box, you pause for a moment as nostalgia grips you. The smell and feel of the old leather-bound book draws you to pull it out gently. You wipe the dust from the face and open it. Adrenaline pumps through your blood as you read a random page. It almost seems to echo in your thoughts as you read.
"Awake, O sleeper. Rise up from the dead, and Christ will give you light."
A burst of water shoots from deep within the binding, slamming a crystal blue upward stream to the ceiling. The force of it blows you across the top of your bed. An explosion of wind and pages blended with blue fire begins to swirl around the room as the book of holy fire swiftly flips to different pages, stopping for a moment and flipping again, each one emanating a single powerful voice. Lightning, rocks, tree bark, and water swirl around the room, lifting you from the ground. You realize that the bedsheets, clothes, and papers lying around your room are unaffected by this raging supernatural cyclone. A glowing page snaps from the walls of the storm and floats gently in front of your face. You're drawn to read it as fire pulses from under the ink of the letters. You look closer as it appears to drip blue, molten lava. You read,
"For I have not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind."
A gentle breeze lifts you above the storm while a calming echo resonates through your mind.
"I have called you to greater things than this. Do not be weary. I am for you, not against you. And I have many great things for you. Will you come with me?"
Everything in your body tells you to scream out in terror, but your spirit calmly speaks for you with a brave, tear-filled, "Yes." Immediately, you are transported across time and space at an unimaginable speed. Your body spins as you are flung through the air over the rooftops of a common suburban street. The once dusty Bible flutters to your side like a guardian. It shoots pages from its bindings that suspend you in the air. They mold around your body and hands and slowly begin forming steel-plated armor that pulses with a prism of light and power. Knowledge pours into your mind as weapons burst from your hands. They almost seem to sing as colorful flames burst around them in a rhythm. Your armor begins to speak wisdom into your spirit. Joy fills your entire being, and you feel more alive than ever before. Landing softly on the ground, you soon notice people you have never met. They too are armored from head to toe. They eagerly greet you warmly as if this was all normal to them. You immediately feel as if you have known each other forever. A voice of thunder rings out from behind you.
"Are you ready, my word wielders? Come, I have something to show you."
You turn and see a giant golden book pulsing with life. You and your newly found band of friends look to each other with a nod of assurance before walking calmly into the living book that is now generating a door into things unseen.